This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
The next one. But don't come looking for love.
But don't come looking for love.
He did right, his wait, point.
Popping bottles in here, people. Y'all are a duo. I seen many groups fail. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's like, what's some key elements about the two of you that help you just stay so consistent and focus on your goals with this music thing?
In this business, one thing you got to understand is they tell me one thing, mm-hmm. tell him another thing. Mm-hmm. And if let me see if they talking.
Right, that's
you know what I'm saying? That's why groups split.
Right, yeah.
We chopping it up, and then they chopping it up, and then we not talking.
Right.
Because we hot and stuff.
Right.
Nah.
Yeah.
We talk.
Love, loyalty, or respect. What's the most important when it comes to your wife?
Since I'm in a relationship right now... Ladies.
He said, fall back.
Ladies. I would say loyalty. Mm. She could love me and be unloyal.
All right, so you as the bachelor, in order for a woman to get you.
Ladies.
Ladies. That means get at them.
You know, being like not in a committed situation. Mm-hmm. Right now, it's more based off of respect.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying?
That makes sense, though.
It's more, because I'm not, you know, we're not
that
committed.
Makes sense.
You know what I'm saying? It's not, we're not committed. You don't have to be loyal. You don't have to love me.
I feel you.
But, I mean, that can determine whether I want to be in love with you, if right. I want to find love in you, right. or if I want to be loyal to you.
The Highest Point Podcast.
More than a pod, it's a lifestyle.
Yo, 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 welcome to the Highest Point Podcast. This is a show for everyone who's willing to put in the labor to be greater and reach the highest point. Now, speaking about someone putting in the work, we have some very special guests in the building. I'm talking about two men who came together with an idea and subsequently created a movement. I mean, they've been relentless through many closed doors to now doing tours across the country with major names like T.I., 2 Chainz, and many more. I'd like to welcome none other than the Foundation. What's good with y'all fellas, man?
Yo, what's going on, man?
Hey, man, I'm cooling. I'm really very happy to have y'all on the show today.
Yes, sir.
Major salute to y'all. See y'all moving in these streets. Some are everywhere. So it's just mad dope, yo. For real, for real.
Man, we appreciate that, man.
Definitely appreciate you having
us. The hard work goes a long way, but, you know, we're a long way from where we trying to get to. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Saying you arrive when you get to the highest point, so I guess we arrived.
Super facts. Straight up, man. And on our show, we like to really focus in on the journey of our guests, because a lot of times people see what you're doing now and think it, like, happened overnight. They have no idea about the sacrifices you made, the ups and downs and everything like that. So I want to ask you, can you tell the people where you're from and what was your family dynamics growing up?
Okay. I mean, we're born and raised, you know, New Jersey. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That's where we're from.
East Orange.
Yeah, East Orange to be exact. Mm. You know, we come from a family of athletes. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, the first love was definitely, you know, sports.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Music came later, you know what I mean? But, you know, growing up in New Jersey, you know, we both was known for, you know, athletics.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, yeah.
And we real brothers, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that too.
Real so, brothers, yeah, same a lot mother, of people, same father.
A lot of people don't know that, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, we actually real brothers.
Yo, that's dope. Yeah. So, can you tell us, like, for those people who don't know much about New Jersey, I never been myself, what is the heart of New Jersey? And kind of, can you describe how are the people there? What would you describe the people as?
Damn.
Yo, so New Jersey is like, you know, fuck out of here.
Ah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's to sum it up. Yeah. Like, you know.
You never been to New Jersey, so,
so it's like,
don't go up there speaking to everybody. Everybody right, right. don't want to yeah, speak. Yeah, yeah, you know right. what I'm saying?
Everybody like, just be like, yo, you know, like, yo, fuck out.
Yo, fuck this nigga. Yo, what's like, up?
What?
What's up? You know what I'm
saying? They're taking some type of way. Like, what you mean, what's up?
Yeah. You got to be careful with that what's up, man.
It's,
yeah.
It's one of a kind, though. It's got its, it's got its own wave. It's got its own swag as far as how you people dress, what they eat. You know,
a lot of people try to say New Jersey and New York is the same thing, and it's really
not. But it's not. It's two different things.
It's really not, bro. For them to be as close as they are, it's really two different cultures, and it's two different waves. You could tell somebody from New York, you could tell somebody from New Jersey, but down here, y'all just look at everybody look like, oh, y'all from New York.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. Oh, you up north. Yeah. All of it's looped in together.
Yeah, but it's really not like that. You know what I'm saying? Right. It's like, if I had to compare it to something, it's like calling somebody from Greensboro from High Point.
Okay.
And they like, what? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true.
It's not the same. You know what I'm saying?
But as far as like dress, you can't really tell them apart.
We can.
When it comes to Greensboro and High Point.
I mean,
well, out in Jersey, you definitely can. It ain't, Jersey, it ain't loud. Can, like the way we dress, or, you know, I should say they, because, you know, I've been in North Carolina for a minute. But, you know, last time I was there, you know what I mean? Like,
lingo's different, too.
The lingo is different, The way way we dress is different, you know, things that we don't really do outfits out there.
Gotcha.
Things don't really do, like, a whole out, like you go and just get it off the mannequin.
Right.
Don't do that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, but other places, they go get a whole outfit off the mannequin. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we don't really, last time I was there and was really in the mix, we don't do that. I still don't do that to this day. A lot of things that I was, you know, did 18
years
out there.
You
got to
know how to put it together.
You got to know how to dress out there, you know what I mean?
You got to know how to put it together,
you know,
man.
Put it on, you know what I'm saying?
So, yeah, you know,
nothing like it, though. You know, it's one of, we got Muslim Chinese restaurants.
Wow.
Yeah.
That sounds crazy.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, Not a lot of pork, you know, beef. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's one of a kind, man. Nothing like it.
Dope. Do they call y'all country when you go back home now?
Nah.
I do. I get called country.
Word.
I don't really. I don't. You know. I hear I've been out here for a minute, but I ain't lose my accent.
Gotcha.
You know, if anything, you know, it's still
there. I done been out. I mean, we both went to school out here, but I went to a community college out here. So I was around a lot of people,
gotcha.
You know what I'm saying, that was from here.
Yeah.
Like, so I, you know, got met people, had friends.
Over time, that influenced lingo.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But it really don't bother me.
Mine was opposite, though. When I first got down here, I didn't meet really nobody from North Carolina. Everybody that I met was from up top. New York, Connecticut, Jersey.
Yeah.
I was like, I was surprised.
Yeah.
How many people really was from Jersey up top?
I had a lot of Southern friends, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, so.
That's what's up. So, you know, that's a little bit like where y'all from, but I know people that has witnessed the work y'all put in. Y'all come from the era of putting out posters, selling out the trunk, doing all of that. So how did you stay resilient to change with the times in your music career? Because it ain't no more selling out a trunk like that no more. Ain't no CDs going on. Right. So how do y'all transition with all that?
We caught the tail end of the CD era, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it was just a page from the book, from the Hustlers, man. We studied the guys that had was in position that made it, you know what I mean? And and that was one thing that everybody had in common. Mm-hmm. Everybody had a street hustle, you know what I mean? That was something that was, you know.
And it kind of like, it helped us because you had to grab someone instantly.
Yeah. Got it.
Right? So you stand in front of a gas station, whatever, you know what I mean? And you got a couple seconds to grab someone's attention and keep it and get them to purchase some product from you.
Right.
And that just goes into, you know, when we on these stages with these juggernauts and we have our time slot that
you know, we got to go out there in front of 15,000 people.
Right.
And get a response. Right. You know what I'm saying? Right. So, and know how to, and kind of know how to, you know, maneuver the room and shake the room when people is like, yeah, on the edge.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it helped a lot. You had to have a lot of tough skin. I mean, Greensboro, y'all, they was tough.
Right. They took care of us, though.
They took care of us, but, you know, they was tough. They was tough. We made some money. We made a whole lot of money. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, it was some nights where it's like, man,
Greensboro was definitely
everybody on some bullshit tonight.
right. Is it more, were they kind of looking at y'all like outsiders?
Nah. Like, before they even really knew anything about us,
yeah,
you got to understand, when I first came down here, niggas used to trap at the gas stations.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Man, that's where niggas sold, you know what I mean? That's where niggas sold that, you know, the bud and shit at the gas stations.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You pull out the gas station, it's like, you know, five, six niggas out there. Like, yo, you good?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, when the time changed and then from when we got there, it was just like, they didn't know how or what we was doing, but we was out there. So before we opened our mouth, it was just like, they knew we was about to try to sell something, but it was like, they didn't know what it was.
Right.
But it was a lot of, you know, it was some rejection. You know, some people, you know what I mean? It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? But for the most part, you know, Greensboro showed a lot of love. They took care of us out here. They really, like, you know, got us prepared.
Because
this is where it started at.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. I mean, all of that is marketing your music, and y'all was on that early. So what's kind of like the pros and cons of how you were marketing CDs out the trunk to what you're doing now? You know what I'm saying?
It was easier out the trunk.
Yeah. You're dealing with a lot of people who got a lot of opinions that don't really matter. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're dealing with people who look at the perspective of things just based off of the internet. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I've met people who been on tour and do music independently.
Right.
And you go look at them on the web and it's like, damn, they don't have a big following. They're not popping on social media or nothing like that. But they're traveling the country, getting it in and getting money. And you will never know. This person will walk past you in a grocery store or in the mall and you'll never know. Right. You know what I'm saying? So, just that right there alone is just like, you don't really need to rely on that type of stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't really need to rely on that type of stuff. So,
success was built on the groundwork.
Yeah. That's
true. What you put on the ground. Right. You know what I'm saying? Talking to people.
Yeah.
Telling people who you are. You know what I'm saying? You press up 1,000 flyers. You hand out 1,000 flyers to 1,000 different people.
For sure.
And you tell them who you are. This is what I do. Yeah. You know what I mean? And when you're doing it on the internet, and this is my main thing, yeah, he got 5,000 followers. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got 4,000 followers or whatever. Mm-hmm. And you could post something, and everybody will see it, but nobody will support it. Is everybody waiting for the first person to support it? Or waiting for the train to get going, then they want to support it.
Yeah.
But they'll see it all day. You can run an ad on that month. You know what I'm saying? We get a lot of our support outside of where we at,
right?
Where we were from.
Mm-hmm.
We get a lot of support from where we're going.
Right.
Like, we ran an ad in Tennessee. It blew up. They knew the foundation was on the way. Same thing with Nebraska. They knew we was on the way. But you would think that we here and, it's from the gas station.
Right.
But nah, it's like they'll look at it, but they won't let us know, yo, I fuck with y'all.
Got it.
You know what I'm saying? And that's the thing. But in the streets, you ain't had no choice because we was approaching you.
Right.
So whether or not, we letting you know. Yo, look, we the foundation. You support independent music. Yo, here go a flyer. Yo, I got some music over here if you interested.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That was hard to do.
Oh, for sure.
But in the grand scheme of things, it was so easy. Life was simpler then.
Right.
You know what I mean? Word up.
Yeah. I mean, because with y'all, like, you got a show in Memphis, you doing your targeted marketing
exactly
to Memphis. But you know, that's your like, they're just gonna see it online. You can't go out there. It's nothing tangible you can touch and convince them. They're like, okay, well, actually, I rock with this dude. I like his personality. Yeah. He seems intriguing. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You can't really get that through a picture or something like that. So I can definitely see the differences with that.
You handed out a lot of flyers out here.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah, I already heard about y'all, man.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of posters. We was tagging up the wooden poles. Huh. Painting the, we used to call it painting the town foundation.
Mm.
Yeah. Yo, we painting the night? Yeah, we painting the night.
Yeah, yeah. we used to mess the city up doing that.
We
shit,
even
bro.
Got technical with it when because we had paint and then it'll rain, so it'll come down. So we went and we got them laminated.
Right. Yeah. So yeah. They stayed up there through all the weather.
Right.
You had to actually physically go tear
rip
down.
It down.
That's a law now. You can't do that in Greensboro no more.
No, you can't. And that was
that's because us.
And that was made around that time when we
was can't
doing
do that.
That
you can't hang nothing on them with like, a pole.
Who are
no
these
more?
Niggas everywhere on every pole in here? It's crazy.
Yeah, we was downtown one time. We was doing that shit, and I remember some guys was coming out some spot, and they was like, "Yo, man." Y'all just fucking the city up again tonight, huh?
Word up.
And we was like, what the fuck? Like,
you see them shit.
Yeah, right, like, right. They seen see it somewhere them. Else, but they ain't see who was doing it.
Right.
And they actually saw us
recognize
doing it.
You.
Yeah, yeah. And they was like, yo, y'all fucking the town up again tonight, huh?
We Dang.
Like, we just laughed like, yo, just kept paying. You know what I'm saying?
We like, yo, they see them shit.
Yeah, they see
exactly.
It.
That's what matters. Yeah.
But we used to do shit like we would... Like, we would post a poster, and, like, within a mile radius from where we posted up at selling CDs.
Right.
And we had the flyer that was the same exact picture from the poster. Mm-hmm. So people would be in the area, see the poster, then run into us at the gas station, and it resonated. Like, yo.
I just seen that.
Man, I just seen this shit. Like, this y'all? And it's like, yeah. And then that right there already kind of reels them in as well. You know what I'm saying? So
guerrilla marketing.
Yeah, guerrilla marketing, sure. Man. For real. It really did a lot for us.
Right.
Like, it really did.
Yeah, that's real talk, man. And it's kind of like that programmer, like they say TV programmer, they play a commercial so many times, you're going to eventually like, okay, you're going to know it. You're going to know it when you see it. Hell, okay, I'm going to buy it. You know what I'm saying?
Something like that. Yeah.
It's the same exact thing.
Yeah.
With music and everything. And I also wanted to ask y'all, because, you know, y'all are a duo. I seen many groups fail. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's like they come together and eventually it just falls apart. Y'all been doing this for a while, so... What's some key elements about the two of you that help you just stay so consistent and focus on your goals with this music thing?
Just knowing our roles. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like we said, we brothers. So, you know what I mean? We already got a foundation built on that. You know what I'm saying? So there's a level of respect and loyalty that's already there. That's not going to go away. When it comes to the business and music part and the creativity, we just both have our role and we know what we both good at. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So we just stick to that. Not to say that he can't tap into my rim and I can't tap into his rim.
Right.
But for the most part, it's like, yo.
Keep it simple.
Keep it simple. You know what I'm saying? Because when you got people, you know, he's doing this, I'm doing this, we're both doing the same thing, but we're doing business with the same person.
Right.
And it's like, yo, I just talked to him and it's like, oh shit, I ain't even talked to him today. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Shit like that. So it's like, we just keep it where we communicate.
Yeah.
And we, because we done ran into situations like that. Like,
I could tell.
We talk. And in this business, one thing you got to understand is they'll tell me one thing, tell him another thing. And let me see if they talking.
Right. Yeah. That's
you know what I'm saying? And it'd be times where that's how you know, that's why groups split.
Right, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because you getting it, because one guy is we chopping it up, and then they chopping it up, and then we not talking.
Right.
Because
we
hot and stuff.
Right.
Nah.
Yeah.
We talk. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, about everything.
And then sometimes, nigga, you might not even, I'll be on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
It won't say nothing.
Yo, bro, chill. Not, yo,
man. I'm just saying, like,
Oh, okay, that's what they doing. Yeah, right.
They like, Moo, you up here?
Yeah, right. Next time I get on the phone, hey, Moo, I know you on the phone.
Right.
I know you on the phone.
Yeah,
like, what? Nah, no, we used to. Well, we mapped it down to a science. It took some time, you know.
Yeah.
We mapped it down to a science, and we got it mapped down. You know what I mean? And we strong. You know what I mean? So
that's dope. That's dope.
It is what it is, you know.
Yeah.
And we do business. He, you know what I mean? I know my. I'm good with how it's with the setup is.
Right. Yeah. It works. Man, they say if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Nah,
right.
Man.
You know what I'm saying?
What you want out of it? You know what I'm saying? I'm good. It's foundation. It ain't smoother. It ain't castle.
Right.
It's foundation.
Yeah. Right.
That's what you got to realize.
Yeah.
When you acknowledge us, you acknowledge us foundation.
Yeah.
Right. Hey, yo, what up, foundation? Even if you just on the phone with him.
Right.
Yeah.
You know
anybody,
what I mean?
Anybody who
ain't no singling out.
Yeah, right. Anybody who
you know
we connect with either if he connect with him, I connect with him. The number goes in the phone as
the foundation.
Right.
The foundation.
Right. That's a fact. That's a fact.
So
now we talking about like moving as a collective. Can you tell me a little bit about Big A and how he fit in this journey of the foundation? Like you know what I'm saying?
Hey. Yo. A was a big supporter when it was out the mud.
Yeah.
Word up.
Yeah.
Yo, A was, he put them
the number
on the
one
road.
Supporter, bro.
Word.
Still, number it still one. Is.
And still to this day.
Still just, to this day,
you know,
man.
You know, he runs.
Life happens.
Yeah. He got indeed. Some life things going on. You know, that's kind of keeping him a distance right now. You but know, A is good. Still, A is probably one of the most solid niggas I've ever met.
Word.
Fire.
You know what I'm saying?
It ain't many of them.
Nah. He's probably one of the most solid niggas I've ever met.
Nigga put his whip
bro.
On the road, like
until it fucking folded.
Yeah,
like
put his whip on the road until that shit clunked.
Until it folded, bro.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Or the whip, and it was straight. We was moving.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
bro. Word, put a lot of miles on his car, and it was just like,
yeah,
let's go.
Yo, salute to A, man.
Salute to A.
Shout out to A,
you know,
bro.
Shout out to Big A, man. Word. He was a big supporter. I remember we was in the streets. And his job schedule didn't permit him to be out there with us. But it was one time he had off. And this particular night that he had off, it must have just been our night. Because this was the night that the people that had already bought music was returning to buy more music. And he was like, yo.
Y'all doing it.
Yeah, he couldn't believe it.
Because
A is older.
Got you.
So he come from that.
That era.
That era. So he's like.
And he seen that shit.
He seen
like,
it.
Yo.
He was.
Y'all man. Niggas got it popping out here.
We had it on lock
tapes.
Too, though. Like, it was no artist out here doing that. At gotcha. That time. You know what I'm saying? Like,
they tried.
We really set the streets on fire. Like, we had like three or four different locations that we would play consistently.
Word.
On a consistent basis. And we knew the store clerks.
Right, right.
And they was like, yo, we good? Yo, y'all good. Fire. Anybody else couldn't really come out there and do that. Like, we had it on smash like that. You know what I mean? And we wasn't doing nothing illegal, so it was really no reason to bother us. Like, you know, police.
And we wasn't pestering people.
Right.
We wasn't the guys that would try to pester you before you went in the store.
Nah. Mm-hmm.
We get you when you come out.
Right.
On your way to your car.
Mm-hmm.
Go do your thing.
Yeah.
We ain't gonna bother you because you came here to do something.
Right, right.
Go do your thing. I'm gonna holler at you when you come out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And when you come out, hey, yo.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we dropped 7 projects in the streets.
Yeah. And what time frame?
But we dropped 7 before 2 years. We were just out there for 2 years.
Yeah, right.
But we dropped one that first year, like every, 2-3 weeks, we had another project out there.
Yeah.
But the thing about it is, those projects was already done.
Right.
We just was putting them together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We already recorded. You know what I'm saying? You talked to our engineers, shout out Dries and Global Sound.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, before we decided to really put it in motion, we was like 100 songs in.
That's what's up. Now, that brings me to, we were talking about y'all come up together, you know what I'm saying, Big A and all these things like that. That brings me to a segment of my show called Love, Loyalty, or Respect.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to give you a scenario. No, and you tell me which is the most important. Not saying the other one's not important, but what's the most important with that relationship?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Love, loyalty, or respect. So, love, loyalty, or respect when it comes to your wife? What's the most important?
Since I'm in a relationship right now, ladies.
He said, fall back.
Ladies. Yeah. I would say loyalty.
Mm.
Loyalty is, because loyalty will make you love her for her loyalty, yo. You can love somebody and they cannot be loyal. You know, love has, there's no condition on love. I don't love you because you loyal, but because you loyal, you know what I'm saying? That emotion is there, you know what I'm saying? But love is unconditional when it comes to, you know, your wife, you know what I'm saying? But that loyalty, she could love me and be unloyal.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you could love, you know what I mean? Like, yo, I got, you know, I love, but you could be unloyal. But if you loyal, you know what I'm saying? That love is following that.
Right.
You know what I mean? So when it comes to your wife, I'm going to have to say loyalty.
Yeah, I love
it. Because you got to be, when I'm not around you, you got to be solid.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, because, like, a lot of time people like to focus in on this fairy tale. But one thing about love, man, it has its peaks and its valleys.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? You can be with someone for a long time. It can go up and down. Like, yo, I love the hell out of her. Yo, she get the hell on my nerves.
But that loyalty. But that loyalty.
Stay consistent, no matter what.
Yeah. Because she get, you get, because you can love somebody and they get on your nerve and you go out there and do some bullshit.
Right.
But if you loyal, then even when they get on your nerve, you're going to still be loyal.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
So facts.
I would have to say loyalty over love. And what was the other one?
Love, loyalty, or respect.
Yeah, yeah. And then and the same thing. If you respect also, you know what I'm saying? That, when if you're loyal to somebody, well, you could be loyal and be disrespectful too.
Oh, yeah.
But facts. I don't know. So I'm going to say, I'm going to have to go with loyalty. You know what I mean?
Yeah, when, you when lock in loyalty. All right, so you as the bachelor. In order for a woman to get you.
Ladies.
Ladies. That means get at them. So, you know, what you think would, you know, catch your attention the most out
pop
of
the
shit.
Next one, but don't, you know what I mean? Be careful.
Don't make a mess. We got carpet in here, you know what I'm saying? It was straight in the back.
Splash.
I'm scared to go with that.
You said, when it comes to, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Or I say your old lady, your girl, because you're not married.
Yeah, I mean, I would probably say the same thing. You know what I'm saying? You know, being like not in a committed situation right now, it's more based off of respect.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying?
That makes sense, though.
It's more, because I'm not, you know, we're not committed. That makes sense. You know what I'm saying? It's not, we're not committed. You don't have to be loyal. You don't have to love me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But in my space, I would say respect, because that could determine whether I want to.
It's my
be...
house. I pay for everything in here.
Yeah, I feel you.
But
I mean,
that can determine whether I want to be in love with you, if I want to find love in you, or if I want to be loyal to you.
Right.
In my space. You know what I'm saying? Mm. So my thing is kind of respect. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what I go with.
It makes total sense to me.
Yeah.
I bet. So, the next one.
But don't come looking for love.
But don't come looking for love.
Please stand by as we're navigating this issue. Brought to you by one of our favorite sponsors, Move Smoover of the Foundation. Be on the lookout for a possible track called Don't Come Looking for Love, motivated by this experience on your favorite show, The Highest Point Podcast.
We are currently experiencing technical difficulties.
But don't come looking for love.
He did his point.
Hey, yo.
He popping bottles in here, people.
The highest point.
Yo, good job, man. You got it on the butters. Those are shot.
Yo, bro, you giving a play-by-play on this shit.
Those are shot, man. You did
behind
it.
Behind the scenes you, on this shit.
Bro, you...
Yo, behind the scenes.
You did it.
Look what this nigga
did. You did it.
Look what this
That's what you did.
Yo, you told me to open it.
Hey, I ain't say open it like that.
Wilding.
Let me go ahead and pour me some since we got it open. We'll be right back.
I bet. So, what's the most important? Love, loyalty, or respect when it comes to your parents?
Respect. And love, too. Well, love is unconditional when it comes to your parents.
Facts.
Respect, though. Respecting your parents.
I'm talking about the parents to you.
Oh, love. Yeah, because, you know, I'm a child. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to make mistakes. I'm going to do things that you're not going to like. I'm going to say things you're not going to like. You know, I've said some things that, you know, I've done some things. But my parents still love me. You know what I'm saying? Like, even with my kids, you know, they do things and they say things. And sometimes I just be like, yo, you wasn't my child, bro. But I love them.
Yeah.
And I'm going to naturally be loyal to them, you know, regardless. That's not even a thing.
Right.
But the love is just unconditional. You know, you see something, you around something that you love more than you love yourself. It's hard. It's hard sometimes because you sacrifice so much.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And then, you know, you taught that, you know, you got to love God first. Do all. But to love, you know, you meet something that you love more than you love yourself. It's like, man.
Yeah, that's different.
You know. It's unconditional. It's crazy.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Some people, I don't know. Some people, I don't see how some people don't love their kids, man. You know what I mean?
You said something there. And it's something out there.
Yeah, I don't see how that is, but you meet something that you love more than you love yourself. And it's like, man. You give it all up for them.
For sure. For sure. You got any children?
Nah. I don't got no kids, bro.
Gotcha. Damn, man. I mean, yo, your tadpole swimming, man? You straight?
I've been very fortunate, bro. I've been very fortunate, man. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
You know, it's not nothing I'm rushing into. You know what I mean?
For sure.
Like, I'm well grounded. You know what I'm saying? When I do pop one out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's not going to be...
like 45.
Nah. I'm not
old
gonna
be ass dad.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
Nah, it's not. I mean, I didn't have my first child until I was 35. I don't think you're 35 yet.
I'm 35.
You 35.
Yeah, so...
He'll be 45, bro.
Yeah, he might be 45. He...
Hey, if I'm 45, then...
It is what it is.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what's up. So, all right. Love, loyalty, or respect when it comes to your brother, your music partner, right here with each other?
Love.
Yeah.
I say love.
It's love.
You know what I'm saying? Because without all of this shit, you know what I'm saying? I still want my brother. You know
right.
What I'm saying? Like, I still, like, so because I love him, I respect him. Because I love him,
I'm loyal to him. I'm loyal.
Facts.
Right, right.
So love is going to always overshadow anything, whether it's music, business, anything.
Mm-hmm.
Because the love is there.
Right.
I ain't got to question the rest of it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I know he'll never do anything to hurt me. No, I'll never do anything to hurt him.
Mm-hmm.
That's go a long way on how we was raised. We was told when the smoke clear,
yeah,
all you gonna have is your brothers.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's more brothers.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's four. You know. Mm-hmm. But outside of the four, 16. So when the smoke clear, all we got is us.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And this guy right here. I never thought we'd be like, man, listen, this right here, what we doing, bro. And this was his idea. This was his idea. I'm following him.
Right. Young brother.
Yeah, this is his idea. He was like, he started this.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm here, you know, right with him. Like, all right, let's do it.
Right, right.
Yeah, it. And, you know, the roller coaster that I've, you know, been driving, it's been kind of all out of whack sometimes, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
because
indeed.
I'm figuring this shit out, you know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, like, he believes in this shit too, now, sure. Right? You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I got to be cautious. I gamble a lot. Mm-hmm. I'm the risk taker.
A lot is an understatement.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
This nigga said black 21 blackjack. All right. Hit me. 19.
Hit me again.
What?
You on 19, nigga.
He's that guy.
But you gotta take those gambles, man. You gotta take those gambles, man. Yeah. And I've been more willing to do that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He's a lot more conservative. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
It's a good blend to have, though.
Yeah, I mean,
it's crazy.
It is.
Yeah, man.
But, you know, I'm willing to be like, you know what? Nigga, if you run off with this, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I'll find a way, I'll get it back, and then I'll figure it out again. Right. You know what I'm saying? So,
Caso be moving. He be, even in Omaha, I was like, yo, where's my lot? Running into him, he like, yo, look, Paul Wall. I'm like, yo, what? He's like, yo, I was just talking, chopping it up with him. Y'all got a nigga. I'm like, word up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So moving around. He moving around. But I'm the one. I'm chilling.
Yeah.
And I'm still. I know the mission.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But I'm not moving around as much. Mm-hmm. I'm a little bit more easier. I'm approachable because I'm around, but I'm not approachable because I'm unapproachable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if that make any sense.
I'm with you.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm around, you can get to me, but I'm not approachable.
Right.
You know
what
I'm saying? Mal is around, you can approach him, but, you know, you better have it together. He's on a mission. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, it's still, like you said, it's a good blend. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
we
sure.
get it done. Like, we really do. You know what I'm saying? We come back to the table, he got stuff, and even though I'm not moving around, I still got stuff, too, to bring
Indeed.
To the table. You know what
Indeed.
I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, that's dope, man. Now, you know, and I think that's important, man, like, because I got three brothers myself. I understand that whole dynamic, and I definitely love them all. And, you know, just listening to y'all movement, listen to your music, I understand that you lost your moms, too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, I wanted to ask you all, you know what I'm saying, you know, condolences to that, but it's some game mothers give us that's way different from anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
So what's some important game that she gave y'all that you want to be sure you instill in your kids?
Subscribe now for part two.
The Highest Point Podcast.
More than a pod, it's a lifestyle.